Miss something?
Never mind.
I know you can't wait.
You can catch up right here.
Claire and Dane's podcast.
Claire's front page of the Area News yesterday.
Yeah.
Plenty of this on thumbs up, thumbs down Facebook pages.
I've seen this going on for a few weeks now.
Griffith Council have implemented what seems as a ban on certain ornaments on graves at the Griffith Cemetery. And look, we want to sort of find out what's going on. You know, on this show, we always go to the top. General Manager of Council, Brett Stone Street, joins us right now.
Good morning,
Brett.
Hey, good morning.
Now,
how are you?
Good.
First of all, why the sudden change in some things are okay and some things aren't okay?
Well, I suppose it's a difficult one, and it's something that's, I suppose, over the years has been the custom in Griffith, where ornaments of all different types have been placed at plots of the cemetery. But the situation is sort of getting out of hand in recent years, and we've had to call back on the Crown Lands Bylaw, and that's the problem with Griffith is that we do need to govern or regulate the activities according to this Crown Lands Bylaw, and that's where the problem lies. And it talks about fragile items and stuff that gets off the gravesite and the like. So we're getting down to like public safety and also staff safety issue, and it's drawing the line is the problem.
So, Brett, what kind of things are okay to have at the cemetery?
Well, this is where the question of discretion becomes a real challenge. And at the moment, what we're doing over a period of time, over the next few weeks and month or two, it's only the inserts that are in the actual, in the beams, in the lawn cemetery section where you put flowers that are okay. The remainder, any other items that are there, need to be removed.
And how are they being removed, though?
Well, our staff are gradually, we're working on a section at a time. We're removing those items and putting them at our office there at the cemetery and inviting people to come and collect those.
But just on that, are the people being notified that this is happening, or is this going ahead straight away?
Well, there's been notices placed on each of the grave plots, if you like. We've acknowledged that some of the wording is a little bit abrupt, so we've certainly modified that wording. We realise it's a sensitive issue for the community, so we have put notices on the graves, but we're putting revised wording notices out now.
Now, has everything been removed now, or what's the go there? Is there still more to be removed?
Well, we're removing everything, but gradually over a period of time. We haven't got the staff to remove them all sections at once. So some members of the community might see, well, this section's been removed, but another section is not. And that's because we just haven't got to that section yet.
Brett, if something's been removed, or if we want any more information or light on some, we want some clarification on what we can and can't put there, who do we speak to? Because it seems very grey right now.
All right. Well, there is a contact number for cemetery staff on site that I can give you if they wanted to make some inquiries.
Yeah.
The number 0418-695-683.
And Brett, if some of these graves, the ones that haven't been touched yet, if people want to remove the items themselves off their family or friends' graves, can they do so?
Absolutely. They certainly can do that.
Okay.
All right. Well, Brett, thanks for clarifying some information for us, mate. No doubt you've had plenty of calls about this, and we do appreciate you coming on and discussing it this morning. Thanks so much. Brett Stone Street, the General Manager of Council.
Thank you.
Right now, though, it's my turn to have a dig at you. Yesterday, you had a dig at me because I think eating cream cheese, sweet chili sauce, coriander and some Bickies for breakfast is okay, but you say it's the same as eating a donut.
Yeah, well, I just found it fascinating. You think it's okay to eat that for breakfast, but yet you put your foot down and said, no,
can't
eat a donut for breakfast.
No.
Are you kidding? That's madness.
So it's my turn to rib you today. And we've actually been speaking about this for a few weeks now. It all started because winter's come on. We're wearing a lot more warmer clothes in the studio. And you tend to come in tracky dacks.
Yes.
Actually, we're both wearing trackies today.
Yeah.
And you wear slippers as well.
Ugg boots, not slippers.
Ugg boots, sorry. Okay. But you refuse to wear either of those things outside of this building or your house. You went to go to the shops the other day and you're like, oh, I forgot my Weet-Bix.
Yep.
Got to go to the shops. I'll have to go home first, put shorts on or pants on, and then go to the shops.
Correct. Yep. I just, look, they're tracky dacks. They're comfortable. They don't look the best. They're designed for, they're built for comfort, not style. So I simply went
really
to work.
That people,
no one sees me here. And then if I was to go out, I just don't want to be seen in
them. Even just the shops just to buy Weet-Bix.
Nope, not interested.
Will not wear track
I look like a schmuck. I don't look like a schmuck. Claire, okay, well, I've got a reputation to uphold.
What are you saying about me then? I was about to say, we've all seen what I wear out and about.
Well, each to their own.
And you're right, each to their own. But we live in Australia, yes, where tracky dacks are an icon. Yet you refuse to wear them outside of this building.
Yeah. I walk from here to my car, and if we have to go somewhere, I'll either go home, have a shower and get changed, or I'll bring clothes here to change into after.
No, I think you're being precious.
I'm not being precious.
I think you're being precious.
It's not precious.
You won't wear Ugg boots out. You won't wear tracky dacks out.
No.
You have to make sure that you've got the right clothing on for the right situations. You're being precious.
It's not being precious. It's being just having an air of... Now, this is me. I'm not talking about anyone else. I'm just simply talking about me. An air of you just want to feel confident. You want to feel good with what you're wearing. And when I'm wearing my track pants and Ugg boots, it's like being comfortable.
But do you not think that you should be able to walk into your local Woolies or Coles and still feel comfy?
Yeah. And I do feel comfy when I'm dressed nice.
Okay. 13, 12, 16. I want your opinion on this. Is Dame being un-Aussie by not wearing tracky dacks out?
Hang on a second. We didn't discuss un-Australian at all during the term of this.
No, look, do you wear your house clothes out? You know, your tracky dacks, your Ugg boots. I have Skechers Ugg boots, which are really cool, and I wear them everywhere. But do you feel the same way as Dame? Do you have to go home and get changed? If you've gone, for instance, to a situation like this, do you have to go home and get changed before you go, even just down to the shops to buy one thing? Or does it not matter? 13, 12, 16, do you wear your tracky dacks and indoor clothes outdoors?
Pete called through. Pete, am I being a little bit precious, do you think?
No, a little bit. But I think that I think you're too worried about what people think of you. If you want to go to the Woolies with your trackies on and feel comfy, go to the Woolies in your trackies. It shouldn't matter what people think, and you're worrying about what people would think.
Yeah, you know what, I do.
Is that not right, or you're not worried about what people think?
No, I do. Well, it's funny. See, some aspects I do worry about what people think, but then here I am, and I'll wear Speedos and a cardboard bikini and go for a run, you know, in the city to lake. So it's a weird one. I'm not entirely sure, Pete.
Pete, do you wear your tracky dacks out?
Definitely. I haven't succumbed to the Ugg boots out yet.
Okay.
Because Ugg boots are slippers, right? So slippers should be at home. People that wear their Ugg boots, they're just lazy.
Oh, hang on, Pete. I wear my Ugg boots out, but they're Skechers Ugg boots, so they're different.
Joggers and trackies, everyone goes out in their active wear and everyone, you know, I don't think you should
active
worry.
Wear is a whole different discussion. Geez. We don't have time for that today, Pete, unfortunately. Hey, thanks for your call.
No worries, bye.
Mark's called through as well on 13, 12, 16. Mark, do you reckon that Dane's being precious?
Look, I'm a bit like you, Claire. I just wear what I feel comfortable with, whether it's good clothing or, you know, just
whatever you have
clothing.
On.
Well, I got a pair of trackies at the present time, and I'm just taking my daughter to school and that, and yeah.
I think it's just
whatever you feel comfortable with, Ian, I think.
Yeah, no, I'm not comfortable wearing tracky dacks and Ugg boots out in public. I want to just get dressed. There's nothing wrong with that, is there?
No, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. Everyone's to their own, but you can't judge somebody if they want to wear just, you know,
maybe you should have a
or something like that.
Mark, maybe you should have a mass tracky dack walk down Banner Avenue one day.
That's the go. I'll be in that. Not a
hey, thanks for your call, buddy.
Not a problem. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, thanks so much, Mark. Everyone getting involved today in 12:16.
I want to see you out and about, though, in trackies.
Never going to happen. I just don't do it. I don't want to do it.
Not even once?
You look at me so weird.
Not even once?
Look, I don't know. Maybe there's something in the tracky dack walk. I don't know. Like, well, it's like a fear almost, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? I feel like we're getting deep here.
Yeah, well, you should stop. It's 8 to 9. Get up with Claire and Dane on here. But this year, the Griffith Regional Theatre is doing something, I think, very exciting for the youth of our area. It's called My Fest. To tell us a little bit more about it is Ruby Bloomer from the Griffith Regional Theatre. Hey, Rubes.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. Now, My Fest is set to take place from the 18th of September for 2 weeks. Can you tell us a little bit about what My Fest is?
Yeah, so My Fest stands for Murrumbidgee Youth Extreme Arts Festival. And my manager, Raina, kind of had this idea. She loves festivals. And she had this idea to put something on for the youth of the Riverina, and it's looking really great, actually. So there's everything for the 2 weeks from circus, a lot of workshopping, a lot of shows, a lot of different things. There's art workshops, there's poetry, there's drama, there's skateboard comps, there's gigs. We're putting on some gigs with some big name artists that's yet to be announced. We've got parkour, we've got everything. But to make it all happen, we're really looking for a bit of a youth committee to help out. And so we're really searching for some passionate young people under the age of 25 to join the committee, and we'll even put them through some really great training, so some project management training. And, of course, we're looking for them as soon as possible to come and join. So it's under Griffith City Council as well. So it's not just us. It's a big kind of Griffith City Council festival, so to speak, and we're hoping to get people from all over the Riverina.
Well, Rubes, it's fantastic to see that Griffith City Council and you guys are looking at the young people of the area as well. So these committee members that you're looking for, you're looking for people who are interested in all sorts of arts and crafts and all that kind of stuff. Is that right?
Yeah, and even people that just like the event side of things. So everything from managing an event, budgeting, just learning how you see through something like this. So it's really good if you are interested in going to uni, even doing something along these lines. It's a really great opportunity. It'll be great on your resume. We'll provide lunch and we'll all the other things on the training day, but then you get to catch up with us and just be part of it. And it'll be really fantastic. We're really excited about it.
Yeah, it sounds
good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And no one knows young kids like young kids.
Exactly.
So it's great. You're getting a younger committee together. Well, and that's a big problem because, like, you think about some businesses and organisations, they have all the big head honchos that think they know what's good for young people, but they don't actually have any idea because they grew up in the 1970s, you know what I mean? So it's fantastic
that this
is happening. So how do we get involved if we're interested and keen on becoming part of this committee? What do we need to do, Rubes?
Give us a call. You can give us a call or email us. If you want to call me, you can call me on 696-28444 and I can give you more information. Or you can call council directly or email through to them, but Peter Dummett's also running this one, as well as Raina and the theatre. So get in touch with us. Our details are everywhere on our website at griffithregionaltheatre.com.au, and or come in and see us.
Sounds pretty good, Ruby. Well, look, I look forward to finding out what's going to happen
exactly
in September.
Right.
This looks
so
like it's going to be great, but you do definitely need that committee to get on board.
You'll love it.
Yeah, I reckon you will too. It's my fest coming this year. If you want to get involved, call the theatre. Ruby Bloomer from Griffith Regional Theatre. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Now, Dane, you know that a lot of the time we get commemorative or different queens.
Yes.
Like each year they release a new set anyway. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they have a bit of something on them. So was it the Olympic Games last year they had the colourful coins?
Yeah, the $2 coins. I got a couple of those. I think I just got the green one, unfortunately. They had the colours of the Olympic rings on the $2 coins.
Yeah, pretty much. And there's new ones every year. There's new ones of the Queen this year.
Yep.
Which looks a little bit older.
Queenie, double chin. I love it how they've sort of added that on just subtly, you know.
Yeah.
Just in case she doesn't realise.
Well, now there is an Aussie one.
Great.
It's coming in 20 cents and 5 cent pieces.
Okay.
To celebrate 25 years. Do you get it? The 20 cents and the 5 cents?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, thank you.
It is. Can I have a drum roll, please?
Oh, sure. Yeah, of course you can. Like a little bit of warning would have been good, but I can get it for you. Here we go.
Bananas in pajamas.
Wow.
That's right. They're celebrating 25 years on screen this year.
Right. So what's going to be on the 5 cent piece then?
So they're actually in colour.
Oh, cool.
Which is apparently it's the first time that a 5 cent piece has had colour on it.
Right, okay.
So you're going to have the two bananas chasing the three teddy bears on the 20 cent piece.
Yep.
I don't have a photo of the 5 cent, so it might just be Rat in the Hat maybe.
Okay, yeah.
Or something like that.
Yep.
But they're all in colour. It says bananas in pyjamas, classic. Mm. 20 cent piece. It's got the bananas chasing after the teddies. It's very cute. But I'm not sure if I'm going to have to go to, like, the Royal Australian Mint website and order one, or if these are just going
to
be put out in circulation.
Do you want some of these?
I do.
Right.
I do, but I hope they're circulated.
Now, look, this is great, and I love bananas in pyjamas, always have, probably always will. Not a big fan of the animated one as much as the real-life version.
No, the real-life version is the original.
But in saying that, Claire, we already know to make the 5 cent piece, it costs 6 cents. So how much more is this going to cost to make now that it's colourful, you know? And aren't we going to get rid of the 5 cent piece soon?
Well,
or is
I don't know.
Just hearsay and
maybe
speculation?
It's hearsay. I've just had a look on the Royal Australian Mint website. Yes. You can order them there. So it looks like they're not going to be a circulated one, which sucks. But you can get the uncirculated 2-coin set for $30.
What?
Yes, $30. With the bananas and pajamas, chasing the teddy bears on the 20 cent, like I said before. And then the 5 cent has bananas and pajamas in the numbers 2 and 5. 25 years, yeah. And then it's just got a little rat with his hands up at his mouth like he used
rat
to do. Rat in the hat.
Yeah, right. Now, well, obviously, the $30 for the 2 coins is going towards making the 5 cent piece because it's so bloody expensive to make.
Obviously, yeah.
It's 11 to 7. Get up with
Can
Claire.
Can you get me some?
Sorry, what?
Can you get me some?
It's my birthday in 2 weeks, not yours.